pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time to commune with you, to have our hearts open, God, and our minds active, to receive what you will say to us by your Spirit, to our spirit, God. We thank you, Father, we give you praise for this opportunity. For many are out voting and doing all sorts of things, Father, running after their desires, their pleasures, enjoying the life that you have given them. But we thank you, God, that you placed in our hearts a desire to commune with you.
Yes. Yes.
To come and to hear what thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
To give Holy Spirit access to our spirit to speak what thus says our daddy to us. And to honor the Lord Jesus, who is currently praying on our behalf, interceding for us. To intercede means to pray for others.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for praying for us that our hearts will be tempered, that our hearts and our desires will be to know more of you, that our life is simply a manifestation of a strong desire to see thy kingdom come, and that will be done on this earth, Father, as it is currently in heaven. So, Father, we thank you for the NOW, the right now word for our right now people, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we are sensitive and open to what the Holy Spirit would desire to do through us and in us this day. And, Father, we thank you that you love us, that your goodness, Father, is running after us and running us down, Father God. And we prepare our hearts, Father, to receive the goodness that you have for us. Even though this world is upside down, topsy-turvy, people are doing their own things, Father, making laws and circumstances against you. But, Father, those who will align their hearts and focus their minds upon you, God, they shall prosper, God, in this season, Father God. They shall flourish, Lord God, like a tree planted by rivers of water, God. And they shall be fruitful, Father God, even in seasons of famine, God. People will pick off of them, God, because they are a tree of righteousness, a tree of nutrition, Father, a tree of wisdom, sustenance, and supply, God. We thank you that we are, God, that symbolism, Father, in Christ Jesus, Lord God. We are fruit, spiritual fruit, God, that human beings need, God, and will run after it and will receive, Lord God, and be refreshed. So we thank you, God, that as you refresh us, Lord God, we will refresh others. And we give you praise for that now, Daddy. In Jesus' precious name, and now we will agree. Give God a mighty round of applause and a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, honor to the mothers. Amen.
Amen.
God is a good honor to whom honor is due. Amen.
Amen.
And we honor you, glory to God. And the future mothers. Say future mothers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So this message is not just for mothers only. It's for singles, male and female. Amen.
Amen.
Because we live in such a world now where everybody's trying to mar or blur. Say blur.
Blur.
They're trying to blur what constitutes a woman and a man.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to blur the relationship between husband and wife.
Right.
They're trying to blur it. When I say blur, you know when something's blurred, it's hard to see.
Right.
If it's blurred, it's hard to visualize. I mean, blurred vision, you can't see everything. You miss out on detail because the blurred vision, they give you glasses, they have a blurred vision. But we need to understand that God has a standard for mankind. And we say the world.
The world.
It's not obligated to follow God because they have not committed their lives to him.
Right.
But we are obligated to follow God because we've committed our life to him in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So we have a responsibility to live a life that manifests, say manifests.
Amen.
God's intention, say God's intention for humanity. And as people watch us and watch us and follow us, they will begin to make adjustments in their lives.
Amen.
You follow me?
Amen.
I used to hear pastors say, as a man goes, a woman will go.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't make sense to me because guess what? People have choice. Say choice.
Choice.
But people want better.
Mm-hmm.
People want to progressively get what?
Better.
Better. And I remember at Tuskegee, this one girl was talking to me because my roommate was her homegirl, say her homegirl. And they were from New Jersey. And they said, Reggie, there's something different about you Southern boys. I said, what do you mean about Southern boys? She said, you guys honor women. I said, well, that's not all Southern boys. It's Southern boys who believe in Jesus. Because Southern boys trying to get it and move on just like Northern boys. You understand what I'm saying? But she says, I've been watching you. Because in college, I was trying to walk as best I knew how. Because mom told us, don't embarrass me by living a righteous life when you're outside of my presence. Do you understand what I'm saying? And she said this, and you never can walk outside of the presence of God. God sees everything. So it says, treat women right. Say, treat them right. Mm-hmm. She used to always say, I prefer your wife to be the first person that you have intercourse with. She said, but if you have intercourse, she said, baby, have it with the woman you will marry. That these children won't be out here as bastards. Do you understand what I'm saying? God has a standard. She has a standard. Because every child should be wanted. Do you hear what I'm saying? A wanted child is a planned child. Do you follow that? And that child will not be neglected. Why? Because what you plan for, you prepare. Do you follow that?
Amen.
And God is a good father. Say, God is a good father. And say, we've all made mistakes. Say, mistakes are made. Glory to God. But we don't allow mistakes to make us. Do you follow? Do you get that clear delineation? We don't allow mistakes to make us. Because some people make mistakes and they let the mistakes define them for the rest of their lives. You cannot allow that to happen. Say, cannot allow that to happen. But you got to be willing, say, to change. Say, next level living. Responsiveness, level preparation. You have to prepare. Say, prepare. To go to the next level. Say, next level. Say, next level living. See, next level living means you got to go beyond your bloodline. Huh? Say, go beyond your bloodline. See, some people follow people because they're black. Just because they're black don't mean they're right.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Just because they're black does not mean they're right. If they ain't living by the standard of God, why are you following if they're black?
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And then you got some people who follow people because they're white. Just because they're white, they're right. That's not necessarily the case. What's right is people who do what God says. If they don't do what God says, why you follow them and why you support them? Because God will support you based upon the color of your skin.
Amen.
God don't bless you because of your nationality. Mm-hmm. See, the Jews thought because they were Jewish that God would bless everything that they did. You read the Bible. God tore up the Jewish people that didn't live right. Mm-hmm. Do you follow what I'm saying? And in this hour, say, in this hour, don't you be following people or watching people because they're black or white. You follow people because they're righteous. Because you've got a mentality going on in the nation today where they're trying to make you choose sides. I'm not on a side that's made by man. I'm on a side that's defined by God. Do you follow what I'm saying, sir? So God is allowing, say allowing. Really, you are living in the days like that of Elijah. Can I say that again? You are living in the days like those of Elijah, where people are coming and they're going to charge you with something because you choose or you say you believe in this one and only true and living God, this Jesus. And God said God is allowing it because those who are truly his will stand. Those who are not his will break and back away. And it is what Jesus prophesied, and he called it this. He says, I'm dividing the tares from the wheat. Those who say they're with me and those who say they're not, he's going to say, prove your allegiance. Say, prove your allegiance.
Prove your allegiance.
That's why you have a pledge of what?
Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the nation by which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's the creed. Say, that's the creed. It might not be living up to it, but that's the creed. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the creed. Say, it's the creed that you aspire to. Do you follow that?
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Creed. Say, creed.
Creed.
Now, God gives us a desire in him and a command to pledge allegiance to the king.
Amen.
God's the king. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, pledge allegiance. But your allegiance to him overrides your allegiance to the country.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, Dr. King had an allegiance to God. That's why he came against the government that was in power. Why? Because the government in power did not honor the allegiance of God. God says, love all people. Don't judge people by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
So God says, don't look at people by the outer appearance. He says, watch their life and watch what they say and do.
Mm-hmm.
Say, watch what they say and do.
Watch what they say and do.
Mm-hmm. So as a people, says a people, we've got to be discerning. Mother's Day, say Mother's Day.
Mother's
Day. Say, it's a day of honor.
Day of honor.
But can I tell you this? 365 days of the year, mothers are supposed to be honored.
Amen.
The reason they're doing this is just to make money.
Yeah.
Cards, flowers. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying, Glenn?
Yeah.
But every day, say every day,
every
is
day.
A day that mothers are supposed to be honored. Say honor.
Honor.
Go to Exodus chapter 20. Say, we're still talking about next level living.
Talking about next level living.
Uh-huh. Say living.
Living.
Living. We gotta live. Say, we gotta live.
We gotta live.
Glory to God. Exodus chapter 20.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Sing, Doc.
I tell you, no lie, that song is reverberating in my spirit.
Amen.
I wake up in the morning and it's in my spirit.
Amen.
Say, goodness.
Goodness.
I don't know about you, but it's time to see the goodness of God on
Amen.
Our lives.
Yes,
say, even greater.
Even greater.
The fact that I'm alive and shows his goodness.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
The fact that I can walk, say walk.
Walk.
Man, just walk it. Say walking.
Walk.
You don't miss walking until you can't walk.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't know about you, man. I remember when I was running track. And man, when you run so hard and you just fall out because you can't breathe no more, you trying to get the breath. If you ever ran that 400, you gave everything you got, you just get out and try to get that wind up in there. Finally, when you first start, after a while, see, after a while, it gets easier. But you appreciate stuff when you don't have it, especially when you have it. But Exodus chapter 20, say Exodus chapter 20. Glory to God. Let's start at verse number 11. Say honor.
Honor.
No relationship will thrive without honor. Honor. Honor is something that comes out of value. Say honor.
Honor.
Is derived,
derived.
By something that you value. What you value, you honor. If there's no value, there's no honor. Do you follow that? And honor comes out of appreciation for something.
Yes, good.
Say, honor comes out of an appreciation for something. God teaches you to appreciate that which you don't even know. Or to appreciate something that, glory to God, you don't even think is worthy. God honored his love for you so much. Notice I said his love for you, because you didn't love him. But he honored his love. Say his love.
His love.
That while we were yet sinners, say yet,
yes.
Dirty, nasty, dishonorable, cursing, fussing, prideful and arrogant. Don't give a flip about who God is nor what he says. Huh? Don't even believe that he exists. I'm going to snort this coke. I'm going to smoke this joint. I'm going to sleep with this girl. I'm going to drink this liquor. I'm going to cuss. I'm going to fuss. I'm going to be so, I'm going to be rebellious. I ain't going to do what nobody says because that's me. That type of person God loved anyhow. Say honor to me. What he said about your life. Because God said something about you before you were even born. The book of Ephesians says before the foundation of all things, God established you. So God saw Reggie walk around here doing something contrary to the will of God, but he honored the word that he spoke over Reggie.
Yes. Amen.
Reggie, God gonna be this, even though he living like this.
Yeah.
God honors what he says, because God values what he says, and he has an appreciation for what he determines to be. What you appreciate, you will fight for.
Amen.
What you appreciate, you will. Say you will.
Will.
Long suffer for.
Long suffer.
God was long suffering for us to come to him. God allowed us, say, to hurt him. God can be grieved, don't you know that?
Yes.
You read the scripture, he was grieved. What did he say in the book of Genesis? He said, I was grieved that I even made mankind.
That's right.
These people murdering each other. These people killing each other. These people don't give a flip about one another. They slice each other's throats. They're selling drugs to one another. They're raping one another. They're raping the children. They give all this. He says all the imaginations of their mind was continually evil.
That's right.
Said, I'm going to get rid of them. But he honored his creation. Said, somebody going to birth the new generation. Because I have a plan for mankind. I have a plan for them. Somebody gonna be on the earth that's gonna represent me in this earth. Somebody's gonna love me. Somebody's gonna value what I am and what I have to provide, and they're gonna honor my desire to bless them. Say honor his desire to bless them. You know, most people, glory to God, don't want people to bless them. God wants to be a blessing to others. Because God says if they recognize how good I am, they will tell others about how good I am. You follow me? So I've got to give them the experience of meeting me so they can embrace what they have not seen and recognize my desire to make myself known to them. God pursues mankind. Just like Satan pursues you to kill you, God pursues you to bless you. Do you follow that? So in the book of Exodus, say Exodus.
Exodus.
Verse number 11. For 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested what?
The seventh day.
Wherefore the Lord blessed the what?
Sabbath.
And he hallowed it. What does hallow mean? Means he dedicated it, set aside. Say set aside.
Set aside.
Then he says, say honor.
Honor.
You know what honor means? To exalt. Say exalt.
Exalt.
To lift on a pedestal. To exalt something means to put it in a position where it's visible and seen. Where it can be what? Focused upon. Say focused on. Says honor means to exalt, to lift up. Means to revere. To revere somebody means to just think about them continually. Think about them what? Continually. Then he says, honor thy father and thy mother. Say, father and thy mother.
Father and thy mother.
Say, honor thy father and thy mother.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Glory to God. Then he gives a promise. Say, he gives a promise.
He gives a promise.
Huh? What's the promise?
That
they may be
home.
What's the Lord thy God? What?
Give it to you.
Say, long day.
Long day.
A long life.
A long life.
God provides.
God provides.
For those who honor. Say their mother.
Their mother.
Say, and their father.
And their father.
Now, some say, what about a dishonorable mother and father? Because this Bible is talking about a presupposition. Say a presupposition. Another SAT word. It's saying the assumption is that the mother and the father are righteous. That they know God. That they're living right and living an example before. Say before them.
Before them.
Say before them.
Before
because a child learns values from parents. You understand what I'm saying? Say, parents are.
Parents are.
An authority.
An authority.
But every authority.
Every authority.
Has a lead. Every authority is under authority.
Every authority is under authority.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So the parents, say the parents.
Parents.
Mm-hmm. Are under who? The authority of who?
God.
Because marriage, family, is not a man thing. It's a what?
God
thing. Do you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
So the parents, say mother and father.
Mother and father.
Are under the authority of who?
God.
And their responsibility is to raise what God has what?
Given
them. Why? Because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all, I saw all that dwell therein. So God puts a mother and a father together and guess what? Assigns them the task of developing the next.
Yes. Assigns them the task.
Say assignment.
Assignment.
Say a call.
A call.
And I'm going to judge you on the call. But, say but, I give you, say I give you. Help to assist you to be the parents that I call you to be.
Yeah.
Hmm? Says honor.
Honor.
But God goes by the intentions of the heart. So when you got a child that's trying to honor a disrespectful woman, irregardless,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say irregardless, a parent that does not know and does not follow in the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
God checks the heart of the child. And if the heart is following the parent, I'll say love
mm-hmm.
and obedience and honor. God says, even though they may be wrong, I'm going to bless that child.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
God told me, he says, I want you to love your father. I say, he ain't done anything. He said, I asked you to love him because he was good.
Right.
Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask you to honor him because he's good. I asked you to honor him because I'm good. Why? Because the Father makes the children, the Heavenly Father,
mm-hmm.
makes the children instruments of redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got to hear that, didn't you?
The Father makes the children instruments of redemption. In essence, God will use a child to bring his mother or his father into right relationship with God.
Amen.
Mr. Fitch right here pressed God for his mother. His mother heard her son praying to God to ask God to save my mama, and Mother Catherine got saved. Say an example.
Example.
She heard her son in a room asking God to save his mama.
Mm-hmm.
And he went all the way in, but God touched his heart for her. Why? Because God needed an instrument for redemption. It's an instrument.
An instrument.
For redemption.
Redemption.
I need somebody that I can come into agreement with in the earth so I can get Catherine Finch into the kingdom. And the son went crazy. But God says, I'm going to honor my commitment to him. Do you follow what I'm saying? So when we have an alignment, say alignment. We're in relationship with God. God will teach us how to love a parent that's out of alignment with him.
Amen.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
Say a parent.
Amen.
See, God blesses us individually. It's an individual thing. The heart that runs hard after God, God says, I'm going to fill that heart. Because
yes.
The heart that runs hard after God is a heart that's open towards him.
Yeah.
Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
What's a closed heart? A closed heart is a child that judges. A child that puts preconditions. A child that says, this ain't that, mama ain't that, daddy ain't that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Say especially.
Especially.
One in the kingdom of God. Because mm-hmm. we can make judgments and make judgments.
Mm-hmm.
But we make judgments without having all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Say all the facts.
All the facts.
So I can ask God, why my mama and my daddy ain't together? Why they broke up? All these other things I was asking God as I was growing up, and all he said was honor them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out later
mm-hmm.
when you're old enough to process why these two couldn't stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not that they couldn't, they just didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Because God gives you the strength to do whatever you want to do. Do you follow me, saints?
Yeah.
Say, you follow that?
Yeah.
Huh? God can change anything.
Mm-hmm.
Say, God can change anything.
God can change anything.
My grandmother and her husband were separated by the mother-in-law who used to take the letters for each one of them and throw them away. So they never knew each other would communicate. Because she thought that her son was better than that woman. But 40 years later, God put them together. And they lived happily until they both died. God can reconstruct stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God's honorable. Say, God's honorable. God don't give up on anybody. God never gives up on anybody. People give up on God, but God doesn't give up on people. Do you hear what I'm saying? So you have the Father. That's why it says imitate him. Say imitate him.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Good.
Say imitate him.
Imitate him.
Because he's the one that teaches you how to love in spite of. Because God says love your enemies. I don't know about you, but that ain't easy to do. Especially when you know they hate you. But he tells you to love them anyway. And you recognize you cannot do it if you're smart. You got to yield to God to do that. You don't say, I don't have the power.
I
can yield to God. So he can give you what the ability to do that. Say to do that. But he says, say honor thy mother and thy what?
Father.
Mothers. We're talking about Mother's Day. Amen?
Amen.
So we have a command. Say a command.
Amen.
Go with me if you will to Deuteronomy chapter 20. I mean chapter 5 verse number 16. Say Old Testament.
Old Testament.
That's the foundation. For the manifestation of that which is to come. God is setting precedent. Say precedent.
Precedent.
Say honor.
Honor.
Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
Number 16. People don't understand this. Do you know you're responsible for taking care of your, all your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw them in a nursing home and throw them away. Pastor Rita and I, say Pastor Rita and I. We go to see her mother and her father, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who have never seen their children.
Mm-hmm.
Say never seen them.
Never seen them.
Been in that place for 5-10 years. Children don't come see them. That's the ministry for the church to be honest with you. That's a ministry for church to go ahead and minister to those people because they're lonely. Say lonely. But parents, children don't honor their parents. And see, what the enemy comes in to do is to create division so their families can't thrive. Say woundedness. He comes to make wounds in families. So that people will nurture the wounds instead of allowing the Lord to nurture them. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that there can't be what? Reconciliation.
Yes.
But one of the jobs, one of the commands, one of the requirements that God has given for every member of the body of Christ to be a minister of reconciliation. You get that from the what? Just from coming into the family of God. You're called to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
Say men to God.
Amen.
And he gives you the Holy Spirit for that. Say for that.
For that.
So God is all about what? Reconciliation. Say reconcile.
Reconcile.
Say men to God.
Reconcile.
How do you reconcile men to God? By action. Say by actions. It doesn't come by you talking. It comes by you doing. And you can do because you're empowered to do. Why? Holy Spirit will be the strength that you need. Jesus says you can do all things through Christ. Say Christ. And his spirit. Who strengthens what? Increases, empowers you to do what you will allow him to do. Say, we can do this. Say, take your time back. I want to go ahead and get wild. Take your time. Say, 5:16. Again, say again. We were in Exodus. Now we're in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy means the law. Say, giving of the law. What's the law? Detailed instructions for living. What's the law? Detailed instructions for what? Living. Huh? But the Bible also says some detail that it brings you to the place where you recognize, I can't do this on my own.
Amen.
I can't keep these. I can't keep these. I need help. That's where God wants you to be. At a place where you need what? Help. Because he says, I'm a very present help in a time of need. Huh?
Amen.
Say, very present.
Very present.
Which means I'm right here. As a matter of fact, for you, it's even better because it says, I'm in you. Woo! I'm in you by the Holy Spirit. I'm the help you need. You don't have to look around, just look inside. And listen, say listen to the promptings of my spirit. But he re-emphasizes. Verse 16, Deuteronomy chapter 5. Honor thy father and thy mother as the Lord thy God hath what? Commanded thee. And it says that the days may be what? Prolonged. And that it may go what? He said, not only will I extend your days, but it will be what? Well with you. Say well with you.
Well with you.
Say well with you.
Well with you.
So young people, say young people.
Young people.
Say old people.
Old people.
Honor your mom.
Honor your mom.
Value your what? Mother.
Mother.
Which also means say pray for your mom. Say pray for your mother. What do I pray for, Pastor? Does your mom need promotion? Pray for promotion. Does your mom need wisdom? Pray for your mother's wisdom.
Amen.
Wisdom, what type of wisdom? Wisdom in the knowledge of God.
Yeah.
Wisdom in how to operate in life. Pray for promotion. What type of promotion? She needs to be promoted, which means somebody has to recognize your value.
Amen.
So pray that someone will recognize her in positions of authority that can raise her up to a level higher than what she currently is now.
Amen.
Say, pray for your parents.
Pray for your parents.
Say, pray for your parents. That's honoring them. What you honor, God says, I will bless.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't do as they say, do as they do. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you got some parents will tell you what to do, but they don't do nothing. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
You follow me? Yeah. So that's another way. Say, that's another person of the body of Christ. Say, training and development. We talk about preparation. Say preparation. You have to prepare people because sometimes the world doesn't prepare people to live right.
That's right.
So we, say we, are here to shape one another. Each joint supplies as it is what? Supply. So if you don't know how to take care of a house, find somebody who knows how to take care of a house. A man should know how to press his own clothes. A man should know how to put his clothes and stuff together. Before I met my wife, I could cook myself up, man. I wouldn't have got it if I was a bum. Baby, you see me in them Jordache jeans? Them jellies. But when I was stepping in front of her, I made sure I was clean.
Yeah.
Stick them shoes out there, brush, you can see her face in them shoes. You understand what I'm saying? I'm stepping out there to impress. She don't want no bum. She want a brother who has some situation. When I drove my car, you could look at the spinning rims. You could see the reflection in them spinning rims. Oh, you don't know about this girl. I had to take this Toyota Tercel with cameras. They know when I were. Now you couldn't see me because my tits were so dark, man. You ain't seen me until I rode the windows down. Oh, what's up, Rich? But a man should be able to clean himself. A man should be able to take care of himself before he can take care of another. My grandmother, my great-grandmother told my mother, said, your boy should be able to do whatever a woman does. Because if the woman gets sick, the man should be able to do exactly what she does to keep the house going until she's ready to handle it for herself. Then you go beyond, say, go beyond. Clean up the yard. Why? Because I'm preparing you for yours. That's why the Bible says, if what you do for others will prepare you for what's coming for you. So God says the mother, and since we're talking about the mother today, the mother trains the child to move to the next level of living. Do you follow me? You follow me? So Saturday, Mama would get us up and make us clean the house. Say, clean the house.
Yeah.
And she showed us to clean the house. Do you follow that? Why? She's preparing me and my brothers for what? Say next level living. How to wash dishes. How to put, what's a drain board? Why do you put the plates and the silverware and the pots and the pans in the drain board? What's that for? Huh? Why do you clean the plates and put them in the cabinet? What cabinet do you put them in? How do you arrange them? How do you put the forks and the knives and everything together? Some people don't even know how to do that because the parents don't know how to do it. Why do you have to pull the refrigerator out and clean behind it? Because food gets back there. Roaches, rats, and whatever can gather right there.
Right.
So they clean the house. How do you clean a carpet? What's a vacuum cleaner for? You can't sweep the carpet all day because the dirt gets down in the grate. You need some vacuum, the air, to pull it out so you can clean the carpet. Why? So you have debris or mortar mildew building up. You have to know how to do these things.
That's right.
Abortion should know how to change light bulbs. Abortion should not understand what an outlet is in the house. He needs to know what a breaker panel is. What all these things? How do we know what this is?
Yeah. Good.
So he can know how to run his own house.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
Follow that. So that he can look for a woman. Say, for a woman, if you can't do what I do, I can't marry you. Do you follow me? So mothers, say mothers, tremendous responsibility. Tremendous responsibility. But a mother needs to understand the difference between a boy and a girl. She got to understand the difference. A mother should also understand a man. Say, understand a man. See, most women don't understand men. See, men are sight-oriented. God made them sight-oriented. They like what they see. You follow me? So the first thing that attracts them will be what you look like. You follow me? Now, if he's a mature man, glory to God, that's just an immediate preliminary criteria because you can look good and be bad.
Preliminary.
Say preliminary.
Preliminary.
You look good, that's a check. That's a check in my list. You look good, check. But can you cook? Huh? You look good, but your breath stank.
Oh, okay.
You got hygiene problems.
Wow.
When you open up your arms, the grass parts because the fork comes out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You follow me? So you gotta look for stuff like that. What do you smell like? You understand what I'm saying? Do you have a conversation? Can you talk about anything? What's your hopes, dreams, and aspirations? Do you know what an aspiration is? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. Are you? Say, are you?
Are you?
Glory to God. Do you have a drive and desire to be successful? And if I didn't come into your life, what would you do? Do you have a vision for your life? Say, honor. So, say mothers, teach their children and their sons and their daughters to prepare for the next level.
Amen.
So I got to let my son go through some challenges while he's growing up. Give him chores. Because if he's going to lead a family, he's got to be responsible. He has to know what needs to be done to take care of his family. So don't baby him. Oh, you just sleep as long as you want. No, bro. You go to work, you gotta get up, so get up, get up early. Mama said, get us up at 6:01. Mama, why are you getting us up at 6 a.m? It's Saturday. That's one day you're gonna have to get up at 6 a.m. and take care of that family.
Right.
Go ahead there and clean that grass. Go ahead and do all this stuff. Preparation. Say preparation.
Preparation.
Learning how to what? Manage your time. Go to bed so you can get up early. Can you follow me? Study long. Say study long.
Study long.
Boy, you got your homework done? Get in there and do your homework. Mama got a baseball game. No baseball game today. You should have prepared for this game by getting homework out of the way. Do your homework so you can go to Bible study on Thursday night because you need God as much as you need education. Do Do you understand that? So what is he teaching? Mom's teaching the child prioritize. How to prioritize your hours, how to prioritize your day, how to prioritize God into your life. Do you understand me? Because you want to do this for the rest of your life. Because if you exclude God from your life, problems will plague your life. Problems will plague your life if you exclude God from your life, because God has the plan for your life. Satan comes to pull you away from the plan of God. So he brings things into your life that ain't supposed to be in your life. Friends, associates, or you think they're friends. But what is a friend? You don't even know what a friend is. You think if somebody hangs out with you, they're a friend. That doesn't mean nothing.
It don't mean zero.
A friend is someone who has your best interest in at heart. And does not have a problem challenging you when you what? You do something out of the ordinary. Right. So friends, glory to God, aren't afraid to offend. Because their desire is to see you make the right decisions. What happens is most people call friends when they should be calling them associates. Associates are simply there because they like something about you. Or they see something in you that can help propel them to the next level. So they're using you to get what they want out of you. And when they're done, they're gone.
Yeah.
You know what associates are, because when you graduate from one level, they fall by the wayside. You never see them again, and you don't even listen. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it says important that we honor mothers, because mothers are supposed to prepare us for so much more. Some of you might say, well, I didn't get that. Well, now you know. Say, now I know. Say, honor. Say, honor. Say, honor. God says, honor. Say, honor. Thy mother and thy what? And God will prolong your days. Say, prolong my days. And things will go well with you. Say, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. What are you saying? Whether you live in Bradenton, Sarasota, Saratoga, Kentucky, New York, New York, wherever you live, God says, I will bless and make provision for you in that land.
Amen.
Because you honor your mother and what?
Your father.
Say, honor them. Say,
even though they hurt you,
respect and honor.
Respect.
Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Don't get bit out of shape when they ask you to do something. Huh? But when you know God, say, when you know God, you don't do what a crooked mama tells you to do or what a crooked daddy tells you to do. Uncle Eddie's trying to get me to go get him some beer. Nephew. We go over to the package store. They call the liquor store the package store. Back in the day, they used to tell you the truth. The liquor store, you say, wine and spirits. I used to always say, why do you say wine and spirits? Huh? This didn't make any sense. The liquor, and when you're looking at the liquor, I said wine and spirits, but they were telling a biblical truth.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because spirits, say spirits,
spirit.
It's a spirit of alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that spirit, say that spirit,
spirit.
Uh-huh, is hovering over that place.
Mm-hmm.
Because the purpose of alcohol is to take you out of reality,
mm-hmm,
and make you do stuff you wouldn't normally do.
Right.
Huh? Makes you sensitive and opens you up to what? Movements of spiritual activity to move you out of the will and the purpose of God. You've seen people when they get drunk. Mm-hmm. Do you follow me? So say wine and spirits. So mothers, say mothers. So important. Because boys typically marry someone that reminds them of their mother. I wouldn't be surprised if my boys come home with somebody that, boom, act just like their mama. Because the woman before them, say before them, gives them an idea of what the woman they're looking for should be.
Yeah.
Why? Because mothers are, say mothers are.
Mothers are.
They are the image of what some sons want. They're defining for them what a woman actually is. How does she handle people? How does she express herself? How does she conduct business? Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Say mothers.
Mothers.
Say important.
Important.
Say important.
Important.
Important. Critically important. And we need to understand, say, understand how important God sees mothers. Say, God is like a mom. Go to Isaiah 49:15. Say, mothers, young man, don't marry anybody.
Amen.
Ladies, don't marry anybody. Say, take an accord. Don't bring anybody in your circle. Isaiah 49:15. Say, God. Hallelujah. God loves like a woman. Say, God loves like a woman. After all, the woman reflects the feminine side of God. Once you know God, you know how to be a mother. Do you follow that? You see that? 49:15? Look what it reads. God's asking a question. Say, Isaiah's asking a question. He says, can a woman forget her nursing child or sucking child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Say, yup.
Yep.
A woman can forget her children. You know that, haven't you? Say, a woman can forget her children. Find a man and she disappeared for 2 days. Don't be quiet on me. Say, forget the children. Let the right man come along. Children take the back seat. But God says, yes, they may forget. Is that not what it says, King James? Yes, or yet means yes. They may forget, but God says, yet will I not forget thee. Say, your mama might forsake you. God says, but I never will. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, God is like a mother. And a mother who's like God will do like God. Do you follow what I'm saying, saints? That's why relationships are so important. So important, mothers. Say, mothers and single women. So important that you have a relationship with the Father. Because he'll teach you how to love your husband and your children. Do you follow me? Teach you how to pick a man. He'll show you the man. God's so good. There was one brother I met, God showed the 4 women, said, you can have. Say, options. Because God knows your heart. Four, say, four. Pastor Rita wasn't the only one. God says, I'll give you desires of your heart. Know what God is saying? Think about the woman you want. Say, which? Which means you need to be figuring out what type of woman you want. So you need to be doing some research. Say research. Because he said, I'll give you what? Some people don't even think like this. That's why you teach your children young. Yeah, there was many others, but she became the one. Many are called, but few are chosen.
I get it there. Walk in the words.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Do you follow what I'm saying? Because you got to go what's valuable. Say, what's valuable? See, when I was young, I say, looks were most valuable. And if you want somebody there, bam, 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 bam. You follow me? But sometimes, 20, 30 years later, the bam, gone. Say, you see what I'm saying? But see, that's why my son Ryan said he gonna marry an athlete. Why? Because an athlete would take care of her body. Now, an athlete, women, guess what? They get fat over the years. Because they ain't used to working out. See, you can't do what you don't do. Same thing with the man. Say, same thing with the man. So say, do your research. What type of woman do you want? You know what I used to say? I used to look at my wife's aunts and uncles. Well, she's gonna look like one of them. 40, 50 years down the road, she's gonna look like one of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You follow me? Aunt Martin, look good. You know what I'm saying? Because the history. See, when you marry a history. See, Clay, you gotta look way back in our family. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what Aunt Jenny may look like. Because some of that gene gonna be in your wife. Does she just cook anything? You know, some women in the grave because women won't change the way they cook. You follow me? Greasy food, all that. And that's how I know how to cook. The man died because he got high blood pressure and clogged arteries. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then, like some of my uncles, glory to God, they ain't want to change. The doctor said, you don't stop eating this, you know that, man. And the wife be like, baby, no. Die prematurely. Do you follow me? Say premature death.
Premature death.
Because you can't control it. So you need to be looking. Say, be looking.
Be looking.
Man or female, looking. And even Pastor Rita and I, we have to eat differently. Why are you eating three meals a day? Because that's what you've been accustomed to eating. But your activity level ain't changing. So now instead of burning off what you put in, you packing on what you can't put off. Do you see what I'm saying, saints? Say, it ain't rocket science. But God says, pay attention to the details. Say details. And God is a detailed father. Say detailed father. There are so many people who are leaving the planet early because they're not detailed. They're not paying attention. Say paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Say to the word of God. So God says, even if your mom, so women, say women. God says, if you walk in alignment with him, your children will be your top priority. She is a reflection of the two of us. What you see is what has been downloaded into her and what she has valued that we gave her. Because she has the value of the teachers that we downloaded her. And I can have conversations with that young lady right there. She listens. Because see, the child that honors mother and father, say the child that honors mother and father, will not only excel the level of mom and dad, but they will achieve greater results than mom and dad. Because that's the way God designs it. Mothers, how important are you? Mm-hmm. So when you know your value, you change your life. When you know your value, you change your life. Brother George and I know a brother named Brandon Marshall. He's a wide receiver in the NFL. Brandon knew his value. What do you mean, Pastor? He spends $300,000 a year on his body. He said, well, that seems to be a waste of money. $300,000? Yeah, but he made $20 million. Yeah. What's $300,000 in comparison to $20 million? Do you see the level of investment determines the level of return? Do you follow that? Say level of investment
determines
the level of what? Return. See, we invested into our four children because that's an investment. See, that's God's investment. But what you invest in, say what you invest in, pays dividends back to you. So those four children are going to take care of us. Not that we look forward to it, but we understand the principle. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. And that's what you have to say, nah, God, that didn't work. Be not deceived, you won't mock God. For whatsoever you sow into, that shall you also reap. You don't sow good seed into your children, good seed ain't coming back to you. But if you sow good seed into your children, what's good seed? Principles, huh? Ideas, uh-huh. You invest into them education, you invest in their lives, you're gonna receive the benefits of what you've invested in. It's a principle here. I didn't ask it, but some of you guys have invested into me. Because it's a principle. What you invest in, God says, I will return to you.
Amen.
Say, God gives you a return on your investment.
Yeah.
And children, say children. If you invest like God tells you to invest, there's going to be a return to you. Say return to you. Don't expect it from your parents. Expect it from God. If they bless you, say, hallelujah. That's a bonus point. But God will send others to bless you. Why? Because it is a principle for next level living. Am I making myself clear?
Yes.
And am I making myself clear?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen. Go to Isaiah 66:13. I'm just giving you some scriptures to set up a point. Say set up a point.
Set up a point.
Say principles to live by. The principles of God will take you to your next level. That's the foundation. That's the foundation. 66. Say God. Talk my God is a mother. Say talk my God is a mother. Say he's an example for mothers. 66:13. Are you like that? Are you right there? This is Isaiah talking about the joy of Jerusalem and the kingdom. It says, as one whom his mother comforted. Say, as one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. And ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Say, this is God making a promise to the children of Israel in the city of Jerusalem. It says, just as a true mother comforts you, God says, I will comfort. And God comforts greater than a human.
Amen.
Huh? Do you follow what I'm saying? So God says, I'm a nurturer. Like a mother. A mother who walks in me will nurture her what? Her children. Am I making sense? So your father, when you pray to your father, say, when I pray to my father.
I pray to my father.
Man, sometimes God is better to us than our natural parents can be. Because where they miss it, he fills the gap.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where they miss it, guess what? God fills the gap. No human being can fully fulfill you like God can. Because he made you. And all parents at their best, say at their best, they model what God is like. That's the job of a parent, to model what God is like. Most black men have a problem with God because they have a problem with their dad. How can you engage an image of God when you got a marred image as a father? So when they say they hear how good God is, it's tough for them to even process because they have no means but in the natural that they can process how good God is. That's why it's so important for you to read for your what? Because God tells you about his character and about his intentions for us when we read what? The Word of God. That's why reading the Word is so important, mothers. Because not only will God give you a picture of yourself, he'll give you a picture of what your children are supposed to be. And children, even though your mom or your dad might not line up with what God says, it'll give you an idea of what you're supposed to be as a mother and a father. My father wasn't the best. I love him. Say love him. But I can't look at what he did do. I have to look at what the father did. And what? I have to watch and monitor my life to make that. Do you understand me? And God will put many in your life. Say, put many in your life. That you can mirror. Because God put good men in my life in corporate America. Men where I can see what a man's supposed to do. How a man's supposed to provide for his family. How a man's supposed to pour into his children. How a man's supposed to differentiate between male and female. Because I grew up around a bunch of boys. So when my daughters came, that was a new thing. But it's also something different about a man when he engages a girl. It's this loving, it's different when a man picks up a boy, a baby girl. It's like you gotta take care of that thing. With a boy, you can throw him against the wall. You know what I mean? That girl, you just wanna live my life. I like you throw the boy against the wall. You understand? But you're more demonstrative and dynamic with a boy. Bam! You understand me? With the girl, you don't want her to break, But you resonate. It resonates. But one thing I've noticed as a man, that daughter is watching you as much as that boy does. Because why? The daughter is looking at the father to see what type of man she will one day connect with.
That's right.
And the son is looking at the mother to see one day what his bride will look like one day. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You follow that?
Right.
Why does God do that? Because out of the family, all information is derived. So I used to have a problem when my sons used to be talking to my wife. I said, why are y'all spending so much time with her? Because, dude, they're at the dating age. Mama.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Who better to tell them what to be looking for than a woman? Mm-hmm. You follow me? Mm-hmm. You see that? So you have to learn. Say, have to learn.
Yeah.
And what happens is many families don't push that type of information on. Because you got so many broken families in black communities. Do you follow me? Huh? And don't get me wrong, you got broken families in my community. Just because the family's together don't mean they're tight.
That's right.
Because guess what? Sin operates in every family.
That's right.
Huh? Actually, every ethnic group.
Every ethnic group.
But God has a plan. Say, God has a plan.
Has a plan.
Say, for family.
Mm-hmm.
Say, teach them while they're young.
Teach them while they're young.
Go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 8. Proverbs 1. Say, so God is like a mother. Say, God is like a mother. He's like a father, but we talk about women today. Say, women today.
Women today.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 1, verse 8. Say, mothers.
Mothers.
That's why when you pray for mothers, their jobs are important. And the reason we got so many messed up men is because we have messed up fathers and mothers. My grandmother said this many years ago. She says, I see something I've never seen before. I'm seeing one, two, three generations of families living in the same house and no man in it. That was 1970s. Today that's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So now you see a system. See a system. It's convoluted. But the guy's trying to live with the girl. Because the girl got the housing. She got the job. You know what I'm saying? She got the food stamps. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Wicked.
And then let the dude come stay with her.
The dude.
Right? Well, we know because we've seen it. And he got 3-4 baby mamas that he hit up. And she know it. But they settle it. And the devil laughing and saying, Fool. Because he understands that the judgment of God is on that arrangement.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not because God is hateful, but because you open up the door for the enemy to come in and steal your blessings.
That's right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So God comes to change and say, shift it.
Shift.
Why? Because he wants to take you to the next level of living.
Yeah.
Say next level.
Next level.
Say next level of living.
Next level of living.
We got to abide by the will of God in order to walk in the ways of God.
Amen.
Look what he says here. Proverbs 1:8. Says, my son, say my son.
My son.
Hear the instructions of what?
Your father.
And forsake not what?
The law of your mother.
So the mama's got to know something about righteousness. Because when a son and a daughter gets to a certain level, guess what? You've lost your authority.
That's right.
Why? Because they've seen your dysfunction all their lives. And now they don't trust what you say. Say respect.
Respect.
Is earned.
Is earned.
Even your children will disrespect you if you've got a long history of being negligent.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out, listen to you. You don't know nothing. You've been making mistakes all your life.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important. Say it's
so important.
To develop a relationship with God. Say relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because God can change all things around.
All
say things can change.
Things can change.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say things can change.
Can change.
But I got to pay attention to details.
Yeah.
And do what the Lord says.
Do what the Lord says.
Amen?
Amen.
So all of his goodness.
All of his goodness.
Can run me down. My son, hear the instruction of the father and forsake not the what? The law of that what?
Mother.
Say mothers.
Mothers.
Important.
Important.
That's why Satan wants to break up the family and put the stress on mothers. Young ladies,
yes.
Keep your legs closed.
Amen. That's a word from on high.
You have to talk like that.
Yes.
Young men, keep your thing in your hands. Quit looking at women as objects that you're going to enjoy and not take care of. Do you follow me?
Amen.
They're not objects for your sexual gratification only. You only get a license to have sex when you're married. Can I say that again?
Yes.
Because the world is so messed up. People think, especially the church, sex is not licensed outside of marriage. God does not honor it.
Amen.
And people bring those ideas into the church and say, I'm going to do everything but that.
Yeah.
And you wonder why the blessings of God don't follow.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has order. Say order.
Order.
Say order.
Order.
Why is God so particular about this? Because you'll take care of what you prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you'll take care of what you prepare for.
Yeah.
Because the purpose of sex is to have children.
Right.
The benefit is you enjoy it. What is the purpose of sex? God says, be fruitful and what?
Multiply.
Be fruitful and what?
Multiply.
How do you multiply? How do you multiply?
Have sex.
How do you multiply?
Yes.
So what's the purpose of sex?
Multiply.
So why are you having sex if you ain't planning to have children?
All right.
You see how messed up society is? So you got a bunch of kids right here who don't have no fathers that care about them, don't have no mothers that really care about it, because they had sex, and then the baby came, well, damn, I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. That's the word.
That's what they say.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then Satan makes it compound, say he compounds it. Then he gives you the ability to kill it. Now God's going to judge you for killing that child, because I told you not to have sex before you get married. Now you're going to kill that, which is a byproduct of what sex is supposed to. Now you kill that child. Judgment is on you until you what? Repent. See, Satan makes you compound, because Satan wants to keep you in the what? The bondage of sin. And he wants the judgment of God to come upon your life, because guess what? His judgment will not be removed. He's convicted, and he's going to suffer great judgment for his sin.
Yeah.
But he wants you to come with him.
Yes.
Because in hell, he's going to be tormented.
That's right.
Remember, what you are when you die is going to be magnified in eternity. So hell ain't going to be a nice place. Hell is going to be a place of torture. Do you follow what I'm saying? And God says he doesn't send you there. You send yourself because of the way you disobey. So this thing to say about mothers is a very important, it's a very important thing. Proverbs 19. Verse 26. Say
19:26.
So we're talking about, we talk about family, but in particular, say mothers. Because there used to be a time when they taught you how to be a man and how to be a woman. Now you're trying to teach you how to be a transgender, cisgender, trilogy. Do you see what's happening?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't agree with them, they're going to try to get rid of you.
Right.
You're insensitive. So you're talking about next level living.
Next level living.
Transgender is not next level living. That's not God's best for you. Confused. Say confused.
Confused.
No, God's not the author of what?
Confusion.
Say God loves everybody.
God loves everybody.
But he wants you to have your best life.
Mm-hmm.
And your best life fits what he designed for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say best life.
Best life.
I wish I knew now what I knew. What I knew now when I was 15.
That's right.
I've been a bad boy than I am right now.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because knowledge is power.
Yes,
it is. 19:26. He that wastes his father chases away his mother. Say disregards him or dishonors. It's a son that causes what?
Shame.
And bringeth what?
Reproach.
What's a reproach? Bad name on the family. If ain't nothing you got, it's your name. Say your name. You know what your credit represents? Your integrity and your name. You got a bad credit report? Guess what? Your name tore up. That's why they don't give you credit cards. Because you're not worthy of what?
Credit.
They say you're not, if you won't pay back what you borrowed. Do you follow me? That's what a credit report basically says. It says that I can't extend you money because you haven't proven that you are honorable and that you will give back what you have borrowed. Do you follow that? Say, but we ain't like that. He that wasteth his father and chases away his mother is a son that causes shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes thee to err. What is error? Yeah, to do wrong, to make a mistake. To err from the words of what? Knowledge. What are the words of knowledge he's talking about? Word of God. Do you follow that, saints? Mm-hmm. So don't cause your mama and your daddy shame. Oh, yeah. Even if your mama and daddy ain't right, when you do what's right, guess what? You bring honor to them.
Yeah.
And they begin to see your life. And say, baby, I might not have lived the best life, but I sure don't appreciate the life you're living.
Yeah.
I've seen through your life that God has a way. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many parents whose children have led them to righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Because the children live right, and the parents saw the value of them living right. Because it has stuff that the parents could have never imagined. Joyce Myers. You heard about Joyce Myers, right? Daddy raped her. For years. And at the end of her life, she took care of her daddy. Even though at times she said, God, this is hard. But she led her daddy to the kingdom of God. He received Jesus and apologized for what he did to her. He wasn't a good man. He was a terrible man. But God changed his heart. And George had to forgive her mama, because guess what? She said, you knew what he was doing in me. You knew what daddy was doing in me, and you did nothing. But God allowed that whole thing to what? Be reconciled. And George will see mama and daddy in heaven. See, God likes messing, coming in and cleaning up messes, because human beings make some mess. What type of man sleeps with his daughter for 12 years? With his mama in the house. Sick man. Say sick man. But God's got his heart out for the sick man. Do you see how God is? What type of God do you serve? Whose heart is broken about what's happening in the family, but he's still working to get everybody reconciled. What kind of God you serve? Whose whole heart is to see everybody whole. That's why God hates sin. That's why God hates sin, because sin destroys. Sin is detrimental. Sin hurts. Sin breaks humanity. God hates sin. And God doesn't hate the sinner. He hates the sin that the sinner does. So sometimes God has to deal with the sinner by allowing stuff to crumble so he can get their attention. Do you follow me? Because sinners don't change until their foundation, until their stuff gets tore up.
Right.
You follow me? Their hustle don't work no more. The joker they done put on this hot pedestal now, he done left and go into another sister. Because
right.
He was just hanging around with you just for a minute to get his bare knees made. Now he got something better. You ain't good enough for me moving on. You were just a pit stop. You follow what I'm saying? So God is working through all of that minutia, all of that dirt, and said, I'm trying to change things around.
Yeah.
Say, change it around.
Yeah.
So your latter days will be better than your former.
Yeah.
Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Go to Proverbs 31. Say, this is God's idea for the woman. Say, God's idea. This is, say, this is the woman right here. This is the package.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is what young men should be looking for.
Amen.
This is what young women should desire to become. 31:10. Say 31:10.
31:10.
I want you to see this. This is real strong. Say, young men.
Amen.
Verse number 2. Says, what, my son? Proverbs 31. And what the son of my womb? And what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto woman. What is he saying? Don't give your fruit, don't give your wealth, don't give your substance, don't give your wisdom to women. What is he saying? Don't give yourself to a woman who hasn't been a spouse to you. Say a spouse.
Spouse.
Meaning that she's dedicating her life to you. Say, don't give her nothing.
Give her nothing.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because she'll take it. Mm-hmm. And she'll use it against you. Do you understand what I'm saying? In essence, ain't no any everyday woman good enough for you. Do you follow that? The one that God tells you, that's the one. Say, that's the one.
The one.
That you should follow. Yeah. And how do you follow that? You watch her. Mm-hmm. Say, examination.
Examination.
Put her in through court. Mm-hmm. Verse number 10. Mm-hmm. Who can find a virtuous what?
Wife.
What's virtuous woman? Who knows what that word means? Brother George? Say y'all, say y'all follow me now.
Follow me now.
Mm-hmm. Say virtuous.
Virtuous.
What's a virtuous woman?
Showing or having high moral standards.
I'm just
noble character.
Just my contents in the King James say wife of valor. Mm-hmm.
What did you say, Rachel?
Showing high moral standards.
That's good.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Can anybody add anything to that? How about integrity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Righteous.
How about intelligence?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Say virtue.
Virtue.
If there be any what? Virtue. What's that? There be anything of value.
Yeah.
Say value.
Value.
So you should be looking for people of value. Say women of value.
Women of value.
My mom in my days always tell me, a woman that ain't doing nothing, leave her alone. She hadn't found herself yet. She ain't ready. Say she ain't ready.
She ain't ready.
Let her go through the process of what? Developing. You find someone that's what? That is doing something. Say working towards something. Huh? Say that's the virtuous woman God is talking about. Which means she's been developed. Say being developed. Are you in the process of development?
Yes.
Of course you are. Say, of course you are. Why? Because you're in the next day what? Which comes from what? So as a person, as a woman in particular, you are being developed as you follow the word of God.
Yes.
Now, you ain't following the word of God. You might be being developed as something, but you ain't developed in the kingdom of God. Do you follow what I'm saying? So you're going to be developed as something. Uh-huh. It may good, it may not be, but you're being developed. You've been developed being a better heathen. You understand what I'm saying? But everybody goes through a process of development. Uh-huh. If you're in God, it's going to be for the what? For the better. See, there are some sins that will pay dividends for a minute. Criminals make mistakes, don't they? And they typically go to what? Jail. There's a season of great wealth and great what? Enjoyment, but that season is short. Do you follow me? And as the Bible says, evil will pursue the what? Wicked, and evil will catch up. Say, we'll catch up. Because Satan's desire is to allow you to go up, but then he makes Rachel out of taking you down. And then taking the goat, talking to God, say, see, they ain't no good. Kill him. Because he's an accuser of the what?
Brethren.
Ah, you follow what I'm saying? So it says, who can find a virtuous woman? Say intelligence.
With
integrity.
She's
a highly valued.
Says
for her price is far above rubies. Mm-hmm. The heart of her husband doth safely trust her. Say, doth safely trust her.
Safely trust her.
And as says, Pastor Rita, I trust her with our resources.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, sometimes I might question the decisions, but I trust her. Do you follow me? I trust her with the bills. I trust her with the decisions that she makes. I trust her with decorating the house. I trust her with buying all this other stuff. See, he develops what? Trust. Why? Because she's showing herself trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Young ladies, prove to be trustworthy with the resources that you have.
Mm-hmm.
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 When your husband gave you something, magnify it. Say magnify it. What's that mean? Multiply it. He gives you a home, you make it a castle.
Mm-hmm.
He brings home groceries, you give her fine cuisine. She gives you a meal. You bring home clothing, glory to God, and she makes all these things because that's what she does. She's a magnifier.
Amen.
of good things. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
See, she takes care of herself.
She
don't just look good for everybody else. She look good for you.
Amen.
Huh? Clay, you don't want no woman to clean up for everybody else but you. Yes, Jeff. Josh, you don't want no woman to clean up for everybody else but you. When you get in the hospital, she got a rag on her head. She got a, all this other stuff around her. She look worse. But when she going out somewhere, she clean up. You be like, well, no, baby, why don't you do that for me? Same thing with a man. Same thing with a man. See, you got a six pack. Oh, let me leave that alone. She will do him good, verse 12, and not evil all the days of her life. She will do him what?
Good.
And not what?
Evil.
All the what?
Days of her life.
She seeketh wool and flesh and worketh willingly with her hands. Says she's talented.
She's talented.
My grandmother used to make all her dresses. And it looked like she went to the store to buy stuff. Say talent.
Talent.
She just spent money. And Mom, you know about this, don't you? But the women used to make their clothes. Sing a sewing machine. Talent. Say talent.
Talent.
They don't teach that in schools anymore. But parents don't teach that either way. Do you follow what I'm saying? You follow me, saints? She rises, and I don't know many of you have heard this before, but God says, make this plan. Because guess what? People aren't following in the footsteps of the Father anymore. Verse 14, she is like the merchant ships. She bringeth forth her food from afar. In essence, this woman knows where to go get everything. She knows what's in her community. She knows where the farmers' markets are. She knows where the best values are. My wife always comes in, and she says, baby, I got this. This was $34, but it was worth $150. She want to let me know that she know how to pick some stuff out and don't spend a lot of money doing it. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She considered the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planted a vineyard. She girded up her loins with strength and strengthened her arm. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her lamp goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Do you see what type of multifaceted woman this is?
Yes.
In essence, not only is she concerned with what's going on in her home, she's concerned with what's going on without her home.
Yes.
Do you see the influence God wants you to have, ladies?
Yes.
Single women, you see the influence God wants you to have?
Amen.
That not only do you feed your home, you feed your community.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You follow me? Say, God's given me a serious sphere of influence. Mm-hmm. She maketh herself coverings, verse 22 of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles. She says she's an
entrepreneur.
She knows how to make money. Do you follow what I'm saying?
She
knows how to save. Say, she knows how to save.
She knows how to invest.
See, she's giving you something to hope for. Say, because you need to know how to invest. How many of you are investing in anything? You invested. Do you, how many know how to invest? You sure? See, those are areas. Say next level living.
Next level living.
Huh? Say next level living.
Next level living.
See, God wants to pull you up. Say pull you up.
Pull you up.
Which means you got to do some homework. This woman just didn't be. She just did. She just wasn't this. She became this. Say she became.
Okay.
And it's never too long. It's never too late to become. Do you get me?
Yes.
Say, I can start right now to be a better woman than I currently am now. I need to go to the next level. Because God says you need to come up higher. Say, come up higher. Huh? Young men, say young men. These are the type of women you need to be looking for. Say, don't settle. Keep your standards high. Because there's a woman like this out there. That's a pattern. Say a pattern. For the woman, glory to God, that God has for you, and for the woman you can be. Say, quit selling.
Quit selling.
Amen.
Quit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because many people sell because they don't have a higher standard.
That's good.
That's why you sell, because you don't have a higher standard. You can only aspire to what you know. What's aspire? Because I'm using words, but I don't know. Sometimes I might be speaking and it's doing like this right here, going over your head. But to aspire, it simply means to desire higher. Say, aspire means to desire higher. That's what it means. It simply means you want something better.
Yeah.
Hmm? I want better. Shall I want better?
I want better.
And God wants you to have better. But you got to study for better. You got to plan for better. You got to pursue better. You follow me? You need to define what better is. See, my desire at the time when I was called, I didn't want to marry anybody from Bradenton. Because Bradenton is not the summation of all good things. Get out of Bradenton and find out what's out there.
It's a different world.
Come on, do you understand what I'm saying? So when I went different places, when I went to Atlanta, I saw a different level of African American woman. I saw a different level than what was here.
Yeah.
And typically it was better.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow that? And so you make a decision based upon better. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're not selling. You're not selling. Some people settle because they don't think they can
get better.
Do better. Then they're frustrated for 30 years because they settle for it. So put the stress on the woman, put the stress on the husband because you want them to be something, then guess what? They just can't be.
You just can't be.
Or don't want to be.
Well, either or. Or that
one. So say Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
God wants mothers and potential mothers to strive high. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something? If you need to learn how to clean. Say, start where you are. Just clean your house. Mm-hmm. Clean your mind. Say, clean your mind. Do you follow me?
Amen.
Say, clean up your outlook.
Clean up the outlook.
Because see, people are creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. They only replicate. What's replicate? That's an SAT word. They repeat the habits that they already had. They never change. Because that's what they've always what? Done. But it's always what God used to take to another level. Say, take to another level. And God wants to use you to be the one to go to the next level. Say, next level living.
Next level living.
Comes from next level preparation.
Next level preparation.
And that preparation comes from applying the word of God.
Amen.
You know, I was talking to Brother George.
Yes, sir.
God doesn't want you to be one dimensional. Can I make this?
Yes.
Some people only watch one news station. Don't you know every news station only giving you one viewpoint?
Yes, sir.
So you lined up one viewpoint and there's 15 other viewpoints out there and you locked up in the one. Because mm-hmm. you only watch one channel. Mm-hmm. That's not wisdom. You should be getting the balance. Say the balance.
Balance.
God doesn't want an unjust weight. You need to know the whole matter. Say the entire matter.
The entire matter.
Say entire matter.
Entire matter.
Say no both sides.
No both sides.
Say both sides.
Both sides.
Glory to God. So God wants you to have the full. Say the full knowledge. That's why it's called perspective. Say perspective.
Perspective.
You get that from the word called circumference. You need to be well versed on all things.
Amen.
Say all things.
All.
That's why God calls you to what? To expand.
Yeah.
To expand your knowledge so you're going to be knowledgeable.
No.
That's why Paul says, I become all things to all people that I might be able to reach some.
Yes.
But you can only talk about one thing because you only get your source from
one place.
Uh-oh. And God wants you to expand your knowledge base.
Mm-hmm.
You should know some people who got money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Black or white.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanic or whatever. You should know a wide variety of people. It ain't hard. Say it's not hard.
Yes,
Clint, it ain't hard, is it? Clint type of guy would be a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
Why? So you get a what? Perspective of what's out there. Huh? So don't be in your little what? Narrow lane. That's why God puts us to what? Together. Pastor Rhea and the ladies went to, she liked to go to new places. Y'all sister right here like to go to new places. If you stick with her, she'll take you some places.
Take
you somewhere. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You follow that?
Amen.
Because you don't know what you don't know until you don't know.
Yeah.
That's why I like to do things with guys.
Yeah.
Although it's tough to get guys together. Yes, it is. It's tough to get men together, come together, man, and do some things. But you can say, but it's possible. Say, bring people out. And that's what God wants you to do, is to come out of your shadow. Come out of your narrow perspective. So you can enjoy some things. Say, enjoy some things. And meet new people. Say, meet new people. And don't be afraid. Say, don't be afraid of this six-letter word. People run from this. But it's necessary. People hate that. But if you don't change, you won't grow.
Amen.
You will not grow. You'll stay the same. Stay the same. Do you know, at 87 years old, God has the same mandate on Mother Catherine. Change. You don't stay the same. Archelaus, the same principle applies. Change. Don't stay the same. Because whether you like it or not, you are changing. You're getting older every day, whether you like it or not. And knowledge is abounding. Every day that you live it, new knowledge is coming into the earth realm. Are you going to change or are you going to stay the same? Because if you don't change, you're going to fall behind. Say, fall behind. Do you know right now, $900 million was given to the state of Florida for STEM? Science, technology, engineering, and what?
Mathematics.
So if you're not qualified, if you're not pursuing that level, you're going to be left behind.
That's right.
What is that saying to you? They change it whether you like it or not.
Yes, that's right.
They're going to continue on whether you like it or not. So if you don't change, you're going to be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going
to
do?
Change.
You better.
Amen.
You better. And most people run, say most people run, from math, science, technology, robotics. That's too hard. You're going to live hard. And you're going to struggle. Because you don't want
to
change.
God wants you to be on the curve. Say, on the top of the curve. That's why he says you're the head and not the... What's that mean? You should be on the top of the curve. And you can be. Say, you can be. If you want to be. It ain't gonna ever be easy. It won't ever be easy. But the benefit of completing tasks, there's no greater joy. I remember like it was the day yesterday, graduating from high school and going to college, graduating from college, getting certain certifications and moving up into certain levels and getting certain levels of achievement. It's good to achieve. Can I say that again?
Yes.
It's good to achieve.
Absolutely.
It's your honor to achieve.
Come on. Yes.
God gives you the honor to be the best.
That's right.
It's no honor in being mediocre. Mm-hmm. But it costs you. Say it costs you. While you sleeping, other people are doing stuff. Bible says don't sleep a lot. Why does it say don't sleep a lot? Because lazy people get left behind. Somebody always working harder than you. Don't let nobody outwork you.
That's
Don't let nobody outstudy you. You got the Holy Spirit. Women of God, you got the Holy Spirit in you. You got a benefit. As a matter of fact, you got an advantage if you use it. Holy Spirit is your advantage. But guess what? He won't make you work hard. You got to do that. Oh, different type of sermon today, but this ain't this is new level living teaching right here.
Yes, sir.
This ain't hooping out. Now that ain't gonna take you nowhere. This ain't the teacher that this teacher is supposed to what? Inspire you to go hard, to change. You won't be able to say nobody impress you to go to the next level. Because that's what God said. Say, be of good courage. And go handle this mountain. So women, you are empowered by the Holy Spirit. You are built for this. The Holy Spirit is the what? He's the foundation and the formation of everything that you need. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on yourself. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Don't give up on your family. You are ministers of reconciliation unto God. And nothing's impossible for God. So that means nothing's impossible for you.
Amen.
It ain't on you to change, but it's on you to pray and to do it and to be kind, to be loving, and to be generous. It's on you to do that. Mm-hmm. It's on you to work. They say mend relationships.
Mend relationships.
And then do what you say you're going to do. You know what tragedy is? It's when parents tell children they're going to do something and they don't do it. They don't forget it. So be people of your word, women. And have you noticed it's the female tigers that you got to worry about? It's the female lions that you got to worry about.
Yeah.
They fight like heaven. I ain't going to say hell. They fight like heaven. Because hell loses. Heaven wins.
Amen.
They fight like heaven for their offspring. And that's just a physical illustration of God. God is a lion. The Lion of Judah. He fights for his children. He fights for y'all. Now y'all got to fight for y'all relationship with him.
Amen.
Don't let no circumstance, no situation come between you and God. No man, no woman, no nothing. God is the end of all things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give him a round of applause. Glory to God. Amen. That's a Vince Lombardi talk right there. Warfare. Say warfare.
Warfare.
Stand to your feet. Amen. Glory to God. Repeat after me. Different Women's Day message. Glory to God. Let's decree and declare.
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
we thank you
for the word that we've received today. It's a universal word for male and female, but in particular for the women of the house. Women of excellence. Say, we're women of excellence. We're women of virtue. Women of intellect. Women of God. Called to ascend and to seat in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We're the head and not the tail. We're God's choice vessels. We're leaders. We're teachers. We're developers. And multipliers. As women of God, we have great value. We're higher than rubies. And we're called to stand and to set a standard. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will live from this day forward, pursuing the next level as God prepares us through the Word and this life to live on a higher plane. And we as men. We will support our women. We will support our wives. We will support the single women. We will be a standard bearer. We will support them. We will protect them.
Protect them.
We will pray for them.
Pray for them.
We will decree the will of the Lord. And we will see ourselves at Divine Destiny Christian Center walking a new level, a new level of living, a next level of living, a higher level of living that will bring great benefit to the kingdom of our God and to ourselves. We thank you, Father, for the transformation that is taking place in this house amongst us by the power of the Holy Spirit and revelation of the Word of God.
Our next level
is the best level. We're proceeding now
to move
and to obtain this greater
place
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a round of applause. Hallelujah. Next level living. Let's continue on in our worship experience. Amen. As we sow and we minister unto the Lord with our tithes and our offerings.
Abundantly above all you can ask for them, according to the power that lives in us.